Maharaj, recently I spoke to some few devotees, and I saw they told me like the same problem they had again and again in their spiritual life. So this is a question about level of nishtha you spoke before, and this is like a situation which happened with them is they described.
This is the problem that we're facing.
Yeah. This is like you practicing bhakti, you're trying to do seriously, and you're trying to don't do any offense or sins, and then you can go up to some level, and there is some like block, and most of them they told me that you feel that you cannot go further. And in this situation, there is two ways. One way you can you will start to enjoy on the gross level or in the subtle level, like this desire of enjoying is coming to your heart again.
Yeah, bhakti, tarangarangani.
Otherwise, you do some offense, and in both situations you will fall down to some extent, and you again trying to grow up, and again like you cannot overcome this block or this level, and they feel like should be some secret. Like,
the devotee's asking a question. That many devotees, they face, in English, what's called, while they're practicing bhakti bhajan and growing and advancing on a path of bhakti, they meet what is called an impasse, I-M-P-A-S-S-E, impasse. It means some type of block. And they have become fairly accomplished and nicely situated in bhakti field. They've taken diksha to rendering some serious service for the pleasure of Guru Vaishnava, Sri Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, and are feeling a certain inner peace, and they've gained lots of knowledge about Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Krishna Tattva, and they feel somewhat solid in their convictions and determined, and they're practicing very sincerely, trying to avoid all the aparads, Nama Parad Vaishnava, Dham Seva, etc. But then they find they get to a certain point and they can't get further. Is there some secret by which they can go over those obstacles and go forward? Or why is this happening? And because when we get to that, we meet that block, sometimes there's two things that can happen there. We can become complacent. Complacent means I'm satisfied with what I've attained. I'm doing pretty well. I can lead a kirtan, I can give a class, I can cook an offering, I can do puja, I can take out parikamas and tell people Krishna Leelas, and I feel pretty peaceful within my mind and heart. And so then people will say, yes, why don't you come give lecture, why don't you come do kirtan? Then I start to get some recognition and some honor, some distinction, and then I start enjoying that, and start identifying that it's me that's doing this, or that I'm doing these sevas and I'm doing these kirtans and lectures. And that's described in Madhurya Kadambini by Vishnu Chakravarti Bhad. He says this is anishtita bhakti. It's a symptom of unsteadiness, and it's a pitfall or a danger on the path of bhakti. It's called tarangarangani. Tarangarangani, taranga means lahari, means waves, lahari, waves, and ranga means to delight, to enjoy. So that all these kind of honor and opportunities for me to be center stage and for me to be the leader or get some recognition. And anyway, anyhow, wherever. then I start to delight in that. I start to enjoy that. And then Krishna's, this is a test. Then Krishna doesn't like it. And then he takes away the taste. And then we may slide down again. In Greek theater, and maybe literature, there's some story, I forget the name of it, it's a classic story about, I think it's called Sisyphus, Sisyphus or something, where there's a cartoon they make of it too. The guy, he has a big ball, a steel ball, some big ball, and there's a mountain, very high mountain, and he's pushing, he's climbing up the side of the mountain, I mean, he's climbing, it's not that steep, he's climbing, and he's pushing this ball from behind. He's pushing the ball and climbing up the mountain behind the ball. Then he gets to the top of the mountain, and then he's holding on the ball, and then he lets go, and the ball goes back to the valley again. It goes back to the zero, goes back to the bottom. Then he goes, looks down, oh, my ball. Then I have to go back. So then he goes down the mountain again. He gets behind the ball, and he pushes it up. It gets to the top, and again it goes down. try again. They say, try, and try again. If at first you don't succeed, oh, there was some phrase we used to have when we were children, I forget. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, you follow? So far? Yeah. If at first you don't succeed, then try, and try again. I don't know how to translate that in Russian or Hindi. You have something like that in Hindi, like that? Something? Keep going. You may fail the first time. So what I've experienced in my life as an aspiring devotee, this particular level where you become accomplished somewhat by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, you become accomplished in the bhakti field, in the arts of bhakti, let's say, the devotional arts of singing and speaking and cooking and preaching, puja, meditating, whatever. And then in the philosophy, and you feel somewhat satisfied. But then if you're really sincere, you were saying these devotees are all sincere, when they get to that point, then their sincerity will speak to them. The truly sincere disciple devotee, who's been very steady for some time and he meets this impasse or obstacle, if he's really sincere, then he'll hear a voice inside his heart. Inside his heart, he'll hear a voice. And this is the voice of Krishna, Paramatma. Tesham sarata yuktanam bhajatam priti puravakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yogamam upayantite. This voice speaking in the heart will do upayanti. Upayanti means come up to me. Upayanti means cross over this hurdle. Cross over this obstacle, overcome this impediment. By how? By surrendering and crying. Because when one becomes steady and he's sincere, then a voice speaks in his heart, oh, but I'm not seeing Krishna. I don't really have love for Krishna. I have all this so-called steadiness and so-called devotional accomplishment, or maybe even some position or prestige or whatever that's come my way. But I don't have love for Krishna. Not like Radharani, not like the gopis, not like my guru. And I'm not seeing Krishna. These great devotees are seeing Krishna. They're having spuran. They're having his dhyan and spuran. There's dhyan, the meditation, then experience, spuran, seeing, vision. I'm not having that. And then you start to cry and lament, oh Krishna, please help me, pull me forward, pull me up, take me beyond. And then the mercy comes. If one is really sincere, they'll hear the voice of Krishna in the heart. And he will give them guidance.